So it's every Sunday at Maywood Baptist Church that we have a weight bench and weight set up. And we've actually been offered some more exercise equipment from the Independent School District. And so we thought we'd remove the last few rows and install that here. And those of you who sit back there will have to come closer. We'll add a third service so we can get the weights in the building. And we appreciate you all cooperating. Absolutely blessed with your baptism, ladies, all ladies. Wow, what a deal. Thank God for that. Also absolutely blessed by the response we've had to Project Shine. You all are the best. And literally, when I went to Nallon to have a little check-in, the custodian met me at the door and he said, "We are so glad you're coming." And they were talking about me, they were talking about you. So we are glad. Today we are going to talk about something very important, and that is we, the people in this room, can't make it if we just try to be like Jesus. You can't try to be like him. You have to train to be like Jesus. So we're going to talk about training, not trying. And we're going to take one segment this week, one segment next week. We'll skip a week and go to the fourth week. We have the fourth week, Maureen Moore, who is our marathon runner, who's going to come and talk about that. And you don't just try to do that, you train to do that. She only ran a half marathon, played competitive soccer. She's almost my age, played competitive soccer until she was just about my age. So she's going to talk about training. So in the Christian life, if you want to be like Jesus, you have to practice like Jesus, all right? You can't play without practicing. And Matt Andrews is going to come and Chris Pennington is going to come. He'll give us a little demonstration. This is our little dried up friend, Matt Andrews. Full disclosure, Matt hadn't touched a weight in 6 months, all right? Call security, that's right. Matt hadn't touched a weight in 6 months. He's been doing jiu-jitsu. I refuse to do a jiu-jitsu demonstration with him, in case you all are wondering. So Matt's going to start off with a small 135 pounds and just kind of warm up a second. He was in the early service, so he's they had to go to Englewood Cafe to refuel. All right. That's why we have a spotter here, Brian. All right, just a little warm up here. There you go. Get the muscles going. And then we're going to go to another 45.
Hold that, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do you want to say anything while you...
Yeah, load those weights for me, Bob.
So we've gone from 135 to 225. All right. That is like bench pressing me plus a little more. Not me. I'm more than that.
All right, Bob, load her up.
Now we're now at 315, okay? And so here we go. Jake, if you would cut your hair like the three of us, you could do this too.
Yeah. Been holding me back all this time.
I can't hear you. .225, .235, .245, .315, .335. So I can't count either. All right. All right. Here we go, friends and neighbors. Here we go. Done. That's enough, right? Yeah.
I could do more, but I don't want Brian English to feel too bad.
All right, don't leave. Take this mic.
Okay.
So, Jake, let me borrow your mic.
Yeah, here you go.
So, when you went to the gym, you started off at 3:45, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and you started off with what? You said the early service?
I started using those little plates first.
25s?
Yeah.
So now you work out about once a year, right? Christmas and Easter?
Yeah.
Is that it?
A creaser. That's what we call
them around
here.
You're able to do all of this Christmas and Easter, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I thought. And so what? You have a plan and a program. Tell us your plan real quick.
When I started lifting weights?
When you started lifting weights, what was your plan?
Well, all my weak spots were identified to me really quick, you know. Big guys aren't very good at pull-ups. Usually long-legged guys aren't very good at squats. And I started doing everything that I wasn't very good at and made sure that I worked all that into it and just set goals and kept training and dedicating myself to it. And Bob and I and Josh used to get to work out together, and that was a lot of fun. Bob's a good coach.
I watched him.
We always tried real hard to show off for Bob. We wanted to make him proud of us.
Thank you. God bless you. This is Matt Andrews. Good stuff, man. Thank you, man. There is so much. We could tell stories, but the clock is running up there. So I just want to say, Matt, thank you very much. And Chris, thank you. That was huge help. Now, here's the point. In our spiritual life, we say we want to be like Jesus, but we just try. We don't train, okay? And what we want to do, if we're going to lift the heavy weight of Christianity, being like Jesus, we have to train like Jesus trained, okay? So really quickly, what we're going to do this week, we're going to talk about training in the area of humility. Next week, we're going to talk about training in the area of somewhere else, and then skip a week and go to the last week. By the way, we're going to still have a church that week. We're just going to have a different topic. The last week, we're going to talk about training in another area, and there's a lot of places where you can apply train like Jesus to play like Jesus. Most of us know what it's like to not train like Jesus and not to try like Jesus. Our lives ended up like a wreck. So we want to talk about how to train to get our lives the very best it can be. All right. In the area of humility, let's look at a verse here real quick, Jake. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those people who are consumed with pride, they'll find their ways down at the bottom. I don't know how many times I've heard somebody say, my own best thinking got me fill in the blank, got me locked up, got me addicted, got me a wreck, got me in a wreck, got my life in disarray. My own best thinking of pride put me in the worst position I could be in. And I don't know how many people who have adopted a humble lifestyle to take direction, to do the next right thing, maybe to have a sponsor, to come to a small group, to say, Jesus, you know the answer and I don't, show me the way. Those people, they soar. Two real quick pictures here. Picture number one, even God can't teach the person who knows it all. You know, that's not a joke. That's the truth. And if I am not willing to be taught by God or somebody else, wow, if I know it all, if I'm full of myself, even God can't teach me. You think about that one. Take that one home, write it down on a notepad, and say, okay, God, unpack that for me. It is so true. The second one says this. Humility makes us agreeable, obedient, and open to the direction of God and others. Humility is like digging through the dirt to put your foundation on the rock, okay? And you sometimes have to dig through all that dirt to get down there to where somebody says, okay, tell me what I need to do. I'll be agreeable. Tell me how to be obedient. I'll do it. Show me, God, your direction. I'm going to follow it, okay? So that is humility, but we don't just automatically go get humble. All right, I've been working at being humble for 67 years. I'm still having trouble with it, all right? And so humility is something we train to do, not try to do. Jake's going to talk to us a little bit about training, not just trying.
Yeah. So we've covered a lot so far. I was going to tell you this whole little story about somebody, but something Matt said I want to point out instead. Matt said I worked really hard on all the things I was bad at when he was talking about his training. So when Bob and I were thinking about, okay, what do they need real tips on? How do they train to be more like Jesus? Very first thing out of the gate, what did we pick? Pride and humility. And it's not because we think you guys are so much different than us. It's because we know you guys are like us. We know that realistically, a lot of us aren't all that agreeable. A lot of us don't really like obeying, even if somebody else is right. A lot of us aren't open to the directions of anyone, including God. So we thought, if we really want to be like Jesus, we've got to push ourselves to be more humble. How do we do that? When we skip the story and get right to the good stuff, something Jesus told us, right out of Jesus' mouth, here's Jesus' training for you guys. How do you get more humble? Here's what he says. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Most of us, if we ever do anything that's not just about us, we then turn right around and try to show off to other people. Look how good I am. Jesus says, do the opposite. Be careful not to do that, because if you do it, you'll have no reward from your Father in heaven. God isn't impressed. It says, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. He says, don't even really pat yourself on the back in your own head. Just do the good thing and move on. He says, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So this is Jesus' game plan on how to get us to train to be more like him. Here's the interesting thing. If God's plan was, you know, in the world today, there's tens of thousands of kids who will starve to death today, like in certain parts of the world. There's lots of people that don't have enough food. If God's only goal was to get everyone to have full stomachs, God has a lot better ways to do that than involving anybody in this room. He doesn't need anybody's help to feed people. God created all the plants we have. God created rain and sun and everything. God could feed whoever he wants to feed. When God gives us this command, when Jesus gives us this command, it's not about here's how to set up a better food line. You know, when Jesus didn't tell us, I can't get this thing to click, sorry. But Jesus didn't tell us here's how to set up a food line to feed more people. Jesus told us here's a particular way to give. Why did he tell us a particular way to give? Glenn, can you help me out back there? Glenn, can we flip forward two slides? Okay, so John Ortberg said, the primary reason Jesus calls us to service is not just because other people need our service, it's because of what happens to us when we serve. So Jesus is telling you today, if you want to be more humble, you can't just sit around and think humble thoughts. You can't just sit around and say, like, I'm going to be more humble. You can't just watch somebody else be humble. What do you do? How do you actually become more humble? Well, just like if you want to get stronger, you go to the weight room. If you want to throw a football farther, you don't even necessarily throw a bunch of footballs. You go to the weight room. If you want to be more humble, what's the weight room for that? Jesus says the weight room is to go do something good, but not let anybody else know about it. He says that's how you build humility inside your heart. Now, we want to get real practical in this series. So, Bob, tell us specifics. How do we do it? Give us some exercises we could do.
Okay, I'm gonna go down one line very quickly, and Jake is going to go down another line. One of the things you could do starting today, remember, it's training. Matt isn't going to bench this by not training to do that, okay? And so it is training, and it is daily training, okay? Fair enough? So you could daily choose to train today to be a conscious listener. So set aside your own thoughts in your own head and your own opinions and your own ideas and genuinely listen. And you could maybe say, I'm going to listen to at least three people today really listen, give him my undivided attention. Now, let one of those three people be God. God, today, before I start my day, I'm going to say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Humbly, I listen to you. And when you hear something, then you do it, okay? So be a good listener, all right? Maybe, now Jake's going to take us down another pathway of thinking about of hidden service. And so why don't you do that?
Yeah. So if you're serious today about, like, I want to be more humble this time next week or 3 months from now, I want to do the equivalent of benching my own weight or even the equivalent of benching 350 pounds. I want to be a humble person. How do you do it? Got real simple strategy for you based right off of what Jesus said. What if this week you went out and you gave a ride to somebody who needed a ride somewhere? And then what if you went out to eat with somebody who needed a meal for whatever reason? And honestly, most of us in the room can probably find somebody who needs a ride and somebody who could benefit from having a meal. So if we do that, okay, that's step one, but that's not all of what Jesus said to do. So, you know, Caleb in the back row is a smart guy, I just met him. He knows, like, wait, Jesus said to do something else, though, too. Jesus said, do it in secret. Because here's what's going to happen. You know, Jennifer's a really sweet lady. Jennifer's going to go out, and she's going to give somebody a ride. And even though she's a really sweet lady, there's going to be this temptation to tell the very next person she meets what she just went and did. I know I do that sort of stuff all the time. Oh, man, guys, sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. It's because I had to give this guy a ride all the way up to Northeast, blah, 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 blah. Or you'll find weird ways to work it into conversation. Maybe you meet somebody who looks down on their luck, and you take them to a little barbecue joint or something, and then later you're driving past it with a friend, and you're like, oh, that's some really good barbecue. I picked up this homeless guy there today, and we went and ate there. You just, like, sneak it in. It's crazy how sly we get at sneaking in these little spotlights on, like, look what a good person I am. So here's the challenge. Here's how you know you're getting stronger. When you lift weights and you're sore the next day, that's how you know that you actually did something. If you're not sore, you're not improving. Well, where's the soreness in what Jesus is talking about? It comes if you do something nice and don't tell anybody about it. This is what your inside is going to feel like. It's going to feel, if I could get this, there we go. Thank you, Glenn. It's going to feel like this. That's what happens. Because all of us have this screaming little baby inside of us that says, I really don't like giving up my time for other people. I don't really like spending my money on other people. But what I hate is not being able to tell other people what a great person I am. That's harder than giving up your time. It's harder than giving up your money because it actually changes your pride. It actually makes your pride shrink a little bit and makes your humility grow a little bit. It's not hard to find something to do in secret. There are dirty dishes somewhere you could find and wash and no one would ever know about it. There's trash you could pick up and no one would ever know about it. There's a stranger you could help and no one you know would ever know that you helped them. It's really easy to find stuff to do in a secret way that are good things. But if you don't do stuff like that, then you're not going to be the person Jesus wants you to be. If I got underneath these weights right now and tried to lift them up, you guys would all like gasp, you know, because you know what's about to happen. Like, don't do that, Jake. You're going to kill yourself. Yeah. And I don't even think a spotter could help me, to be honest. So you can't just go out around Western Independence and say, I'm going to be a humble person. Watch me. It's not going to work. You got to train on it. You got to do something about it. So how someone wants to train, let's say they're listening and they are actually convinced, Bob, what do they do about it? What did you do when you were working out?
Well, get out your little sermon deals in the pew, and before today is over with, say, I'm going to do something to train to be more like Jesus. And our topic today is humility. You can't play like Jesus played unless you train like Jesus trains. All right, so I'm going to do some of this, you know, hidden service, and I'm going to let that little screaming baby inside of me scream until that screaming baby learns to agree with Jesus that humility really does work. Or I'm going to listen to my wife today, dear. She says, huh? Y'all pray for me. You know, I'm gonna listen to my wife today, and I'm gonna hear her and let that screaming baby scream until it finally agrees with her and the Lord. You know, just try it out. So there's your logbook. Make some notes. And Jake told the early service, and I'll tell you now, before today is over with.
What, let's say before lunch. There's no
reason
to wait.
Before lunch. Yeah. All right. Finish it up, Jake.
Sorry to bother.
That's all right.
Here's the thing. Honestly, you guys get some food in you, and you'll be thinking about something else. That's just the way we work. An hour from now, you'll be on to the next thing. So before you eat, why don't you sit down and write on a little sheet of paper. There's paper right in front of you. You want paper. Write on a sheet of paper what your workout schedule is this week for humility. Write down Monday, I'm going to pick up some litter. You know, Wednesday, I'm going to give somebody a ride to church, and you know, blah, 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 whatever things you're going to do. And then write in big letters, don't tell anybody about it. And here's what's going to happen. Whatever you do on Monday, you're going to wind up telling somebody about. And that's okay. Like, because you just, it's plenty more opportunities, you know. That one's a failure, and you just move on to the next one, you know. You just move on and say, like, okay, well, there's plenty of other things I could do secretly to build my humility, okay. So if you write it down before lunch, I think it'll change who you are. If you don't write it down before lunch, honestly, I think you'll be on to the rest of your stuff. So you'll be the same person you were before you walked in, good or bad. So I'm going to pray a blessing to wrap us up. Wayne read a prayer request at the very beginning. I don't know if you guys heard it. We didn't really talk about fathers very much, but Wayne read that praise report about a dad getting reconnected with his son. That's the God that we serve today. How did he do it, though? What did that guy say? He said, I submitted to God and to the program of AA, and now I'm getting these new relationships. That guy had some humility, and so God worked in his life. If you want God to work in your life, it's time to start hitting the weights. It's time to start working out those humble muscles to open yourself up to more God. Let me pray over us. Jesus, right now we ask that you would teach us humility this week. Show us a way to serve in secret. Show us somebody to listen to. God, help us to grow in humility. It's in your name we pray. Amen.